It's a Mike Cal the show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Ladies and gentlemen, we go to the hotline and welcome back to the show a guy we haven't talked to in a couple of years. This is David Bryan from Bon Jovi. David, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Mike?
I mean, you're doing all right with the coronavirus.
I'm doing as right as I can, yeah. Excuse me. I'm about the 10th day of this nasty flu.
Now, how did you know that you had it? Like, what did you just have symptoms and went and got checked out, or did you know right away?
No, like about a week ago Sunday, I've been in New York for the last couple months working, and then on my musical Diana, and then we all got shut down, and then I came back to Jersey, and last Sunday just got like the chills and headache, and you know, you feel like you got a nasty flu and you got to get into bed, and then a couple days after that, it started to get into my lungs, so my wife said, let's go down to my friend Dr. Michael Rothberg. And he had a testing outside of his office. So I just went there and they came out in their hazmat suits and shoved the swab up your nose. Yeah. And 2 days later, he said, I have it. And I was like, great. It's fantastic.
Did you freak out? Did you freak out? Were you like, first of all, I'm famous and rich. I shouldn't be getting diseases. And then did you freak out? Like, because they made you to think at the first, if you got it, we're all going to die.
You know, the reason why that I'm doing a lot of interviews, I'm starting to, cause I'm feeling a little better, is that just to try to calm that kind of fear, you know, like, that's the biggest thing. So yeah. And then my wife tested and then she has it as well, but she has no symptoms. So at all, she had like a slight headache for a couple of days. So it's just trying to inform the world here that, you know, if here's a person, my wife doesn't have it at all. Well, she has it, but with no symptoms. Right. I have it. It's a nasty flu. And then there's, you know, people that are compromised are in the hospital. So it's bad if you're compromised, if you're old or have underlying conditions. But otherwise, it's just a nasty flu.
Now my question is, what's going to happen after? Like, if she has it and has no signs, so you're going to know when you're past it because you'll feel better. And then, you know, now we'll find out if you can get it again.
I know. I'm on that last day. This is like the fifth day of the Zithropac and then Zithromycin and that hydroxychloroquine, that malaria drug. So it definitely has been helping. But I think the protocol, I know the protocol is that I got it once I feel better and hopefully she'll feel better. Well, she'll feel the same. We both got to get tested. And then you wait for the test to come back. Then you wait a couple more days, and you have to test negative twice,
right,
to know that you can, you know, see other humans.
My God! Now, when you travel with the band, when you're on tour at Bon Jovi, and you go into these countries, you have to zip up on these drugs before you go. Anyway, malaria drugs and those sort of things, right?
Yeah, I've taken them before. Yeah, but I've never got. This was never in the world till this year. So,
I have to tell you. I thought for sure after all the, I mean, if you were a rock star in the 80s, all the travel you guys did, as popular as you were, I figured you'd probably had every disease beat already.
You would think I would have an immunity system of doom, but, I was in the epicenter of it. You know, I was in New York and in theater and that was definitely the epicenter of it. So, you know, nobody else in my, and it's wild is that the, I guess the infection rate to give it to other people, like I was around the whole cast. Nobody else got it at all.
Really?
I've been around my friends. So nobody got it. Two of my friends got it from me, probably. But it was like the day before I got sick on Saturday. I saw friends on Friday and Thursday. Nobody got sick.
That's crazy. Cause it's so hard to pinpoint. Like if you think you have an idea of where you got it, you stay away from it. You don't know. I mean, in your case, it's the whole state of New York. I have a 13-year-old son who I'm convinced had it before we even started talking about it. He went through the symptoms and he beat it, and he's young and he's back and feeling healthy. But you never really know.
No, I mean, nobody knows. You know, they don't even know if the antibodies that you can't get it again. You know, it's just so new. But I mean, it's the first time this much money has been thrown at a virus. So, you know, the entire planet and every scientist in the world is working on it. So, I mean, the good thing is just everybody really has to, young and old, just has to listen and stay away from each other. It's the only way to stop the spread.
This is David Bryan from Bon Jovi, who is has the virus, has had it for about 10 days, is beating it now. He's been treated, is beating it. His wife has it. She's not showing any symptoms. And he's nice enough to talk to people, let them know it's not the end of the world. If you get it and you do the right thing and you see the doctor, you can beat it. And you're, you know, if you're not, because Dave, you're not old. You're probably what, in your 50s?
Yeah, I'm 58, so yeah. I'm not, you know, I'm not in that, the older care. I'm not young, but I'm not old.
Yeah, so
that's the good news.
Now, if Tico got it, he'd be, in trouble.
He's an old man, so yeah, that's,
Yeah, listen, I can't have another guy from Bon Jovi drop out. It's not going to be the same. You got to take care of yourself.
Hey, I'm doing the best I can, but it's definitely a nasty virus, I'll tell you that much.
Well,
it's not any fun.
I got to tell you, the more people, I mean, when we first saw Tom Hanks had it, then everybody was watching their favorite uncle have a disease, and we're like, well, I hope Uncle Tom and his wife make it out okay. And I think it made us feel a lot better when we knew that he was okay. So I think it's really cool that you're willing to talk to people about this and get it out there, because it will calm a lot of people's nerves. People won't be running out to buy toilet paper as fast.
Yeah, that's the idea. You know, when I got it on Saturday, and I was like, I called up John. I let him know. I hadn't seen him, I was supposed to actually see him on a Monday. And I was like, I didn't. I was like, you know, I didn't feel that good. I was like, I'm just going to stay home. And I'm glad I didn't. And just say, you know, I got to tell the world, because everybody's just, they think it's the plague.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everybody's so fearful. And I'm like, I got to show that, you know, put a face on it and go, I'm a guy. You know, I'm a human. I got it. My wife has it. And here's the range of it. You know, it's terrible for people that are in the hospital. It's really terrible.
Oh, and I think that's good that you're doing it. Now, work-wise for you, obviously you're having great success with Diana in New York. Band-wise, did you guys have to cut anything short, tour short or anything?
I mean, we're just on pause like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, we're just everybody's, just as a switch went to pause. You know, press pause, and now we're waiting for the whole world to go back on play. You know, and everything ramps up, and, you know, I know the one thing is once everybody gets out of their house, they're going to want to go to restaurants and drink and party and go to concerts and go to musicals, and, you know, that's the, you know that. You know, that's a fact.
My wife, when she was having my daughter, my second child, she was really sick while she was pregnant, like to the point where she had to stay in bed almost a whole 7-8 months, get IVs and all that. And I couldn't do anything. I didn't go out to dinner. I went to work and I went home, and that was it for 7 months. And then you don't realize how much you take for granted just going out to a quick dinner one night during the week. So yes, once it comes back around, everybody's gonna be flooding out to do all these things that we took for granted. So, listen, I want to thank you for letting us call you today and for being the face of a guy who's infected and getting over it, because you're putting a lot of people's mind at ease.
Well, thanks, Mike. That's the idea.
Yeah, and continue.
I didn't want to be the poster boy, but
yeah,
not my choice. But at least I'm a real guy that has it, and I thought it was my duty just to tell the world that, you know, come on, it's it's not good, but it's not the plague.
Yeah. Now, do you and your wife sleeping in separate bedrooms while this happens? How does that work out?
I've been, just because I'm like I'm sick, and I don't even know why. I'm like, you know what? I just don't feel good, and I'd rather just be in another room sweating, and you know, it's nasty. So I'd rather just get away from her as much as I can. You know, at least at night we can eat together now. First we were like 6 feet away eating, you know, social distancing each other, and then she got it. Like, she got tested the next day, and I was like, well, at least we can eat together now.
Do you know, as to show you the level of success Bon Jovi has had over the years, if David was single, women would still have sex with him while he had coronavirus.
Sure, yeah.
Two at a time, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I guess if this is the 80s and I had coronavirus, I would probably agree with you.
I asked John one time, I interviewed John, and I said, look, I got to ask you a question before we hang up. I go, around the... Because we always ask Tommy Lee and all these guys, like, what the greatest sex stories were. And I said to John, at all the years you've been around, ever have a mother-daughter threesome? And John's answer couldn't have been better. He goes, once or twice.
You don't want to brag, you know?
Yeah, God bless you guys. What a great... Honestly, Dave, did you ever look in the mirror and go, Jesus, even if this is the end, I lived a pretty good life?
You know, I'm a pretty lucky guy from Edison, New Jersey. You know, a little 7-year-old kid who started piano lessons, you know, and there I am, in the biggest band in the world, and putting my second show up on Broadway. My first one won, you know, 3 Tonys for it. And, you know, and there's a show like Diana. There's a person that the first, even we have a scene in it where she went in to an AIDS ward, and she was one of the first to shake an AIDS patient's hand and say, look, take the stigma out of it. That's not how you get it.
Yeah.
You know, these are people, these are humans. And that's an inspiration for us all.
Sure. That's probably a great reason why you didn't mind being the face of it and talking to people, because you could see something like that. This is David Bryan of Bon Jovi. We wish you the best health. Can I fag out for a second here before we go? I've hung out with Dave a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
and he's always been super duper nice. But I have to tell you, at 48 years old, when I text you during the break, I did look around and go, do you ever think to be a dad just to be texting the guy from Bon Jovi and telling him?
Yeah, right.
It's a pretty big deal, even for a big old guy like me. So thank you.
Well, thanks, buddy. Thanks, Mike.
Good luck to you, Dave. Take it easy. There you go. David Bryan, Bon Jovi.
And think about all the different bands that have keyboard players in them, okay? Especially in the 80s, whenever a lot of rock bands had keyboard players.
Yeah.
Name one.
Well, other keyboard players?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, I could probably name one or two more than the average person, but no. Yeah. I mean, he is the most famous keyboard player in a band.
Right, because most of the time you go, oh, keyboard. He's like not really even in the band. They just brought him on the third album or something, whatever, but he's really part of the band and has been from the beginning. And
yeah. Oh, you know, no, he's an original. He was John's friend. And,
right, and a big part of it, though. I mean, big part of that sound.
Yep. I've gone backstage a couple of times because of him, because of David Wells, but because of his relationship with David Bryan. And he has just been the nicest. He's the like funny guy in the band,
mm-hmm.
and he is really that guy. And he's really a good dude. So it was good to talk to him today, and I hope he feels better because, you know, I can't have Richie gone and David gone. I already got Hugh. Before you know it, it's just gonna be John and Tico.
Right,
Tico's 70. So let's take a couple of phone calls. This is Deshonda. Hello, Deshonda.
It's Keshonda.
Keshonda, Carmen, you weren't even close. What can I do for you, sir?
My wife was listening to the show, and she heard that you were assisting people who were in dire situations because of the virus. I emailed you, I believe it was Monday. She was in the service industry. She lost her job. And my job is pretty much day to day. And we're in danger of being evicted. But the more pressing issue is, I have congestive heart failure with no insurance. Jeez. And no way of getting my medication refill.
Holy crap. And there's nobody that can help you out with that? No. Yeah, you got too many things working against you right now. You're at a high risk. Forget the financial stuff, but you're at a high risk medically, and you have no insurance.
Yes, if I catch the virus, it's not good.
What about emergency care? Like if you went to the emergency room?
That's pretty much my only other option. But the thing is, I still would have to pay for, because the last time I got my meds was going to the emergency room, but it's still not free. I still would have to pay for the meds, and they're over $100 because they're prescribing me like 6 pills.
Jesus. I don't know. I don't know what to do, but I'd like to look into it for you. And I know that people are going to email me and say, hey, have this guy call this number or whatever. So if you wouldn't mind, I'll put you on hold. Now, as far as your wife and the service industry is concerned, let me give everybody an update on what we're doing. We're featuring somebody every day through our social media and on the radio station. Today is a guy named Reed Klein. He was a bartender at Courtside Grill in North St. Pete. And we're hoping that everybody could take the time to donate a dollar here and there. Because even if a small fraction of you do that, that's a good amount of money generated. I mean, to get $100 for this guy would take 5 minutes of our listeners donating a dollar. What I'm saying is that if you sent the email on Monday, was a couple of days ago, we're trying to do it in the order that they came in to keep it as fair as possible. So we are going through them, and we're trying to see if we can get some sort of corporate assistance so we could actually maybe do more than one a day. But please hold on. Let me give you to Carmen, and let me see if there's somebody that I could hook you up with medically to at least make sure that you're getting your medicine.
Okay, thank you.
You're not getting evicted, by the way. I understand that you may be behind in payments, but nobody's getting evicted. Evictions have been shut down right now, and hopefully they'll get their act together with this emergency bill, and you will get an influx of cash. I would imagine you and your wife will get $1,200 each. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have 2 kids.
And that's another $1,000 right there. So that's what these emergency funds are designed for. So please hold on, sir. And Carmen, please get his information, because this happens is usually when somebody tells a story like this, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, somebody will listen to a replay and say, hey, there's a number you can call where they'll help you out with emergency non-insurance. And I don't know, but somebody will be able to help him. I guarantee you. Parker, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Love the show.
Ah, damn it, Parker. Hey, I saw your question now. It was for Dave. I didn't know that, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping you were going to ask him what blood type he and his wife were, because another show on the bone was talking about it affects A and B blood types more so than O.
Yes, I heard Joe Rogan say that yesterday. A and B are more susceptible, which I always, that's how I remember my blood type is A positive, because it's the only thing I ever got an A plus in. So I'm always like so proud of that. And then last night when I heard that, I was like, wah. So
I'm an O positive.
Yeah, so you're in good shape.
Yeah. The other thing, did you buy Boeing stock?
Boeing I did not buy, no. Why? Is it flying or is it failing?
$35 a share.
Oh, why? What are they doing?
$35 a share. Because of the stimulus package, they're going to get with some strings attached that they're not going to be able to do a buyback. I bought it when it was under 100.
Well, you're breaking up, sir, right? I'm finally getting some good stock tips, and you're breaking up. You bought it when it was under 100.
I bought 200 shares.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Good luck.
Hey, listen, love the show. Have a good day.
Thank you. Be safe.
Don't tell us what to do.
Use your money to buy that guy his drugs. Boeing.
Yeah.
Let me look real quick.
Can I tell the people that Gershie's is still open and ready for business right now?
I don't think the people deserve Gershie's, to be honest with you.
They are open for pickup and delivery, and they will even do curbside on request. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they're all sanitized and ready to go.
So. And they got everything. They got sandwiches, they got soup, they got pizzas, they got desserts.
Yeah.
It's so good.
What I would do is I would call Gershie's ahead of time, and it's G-E-R-S-H-Y, Gershie. That's the guy's name. I would call them ahead of time, go to the website and look at the menu and put an order in, and then have them deliver to you curbside, because you're going to want more than one thing. And you're going to want to get it prepared and freeze it up or whatever you got to do. But, I mean, I'm talking about soups. I'm talking about desserts, sandwiches, cannolis. They make the cannolis. I'm centered around the pastries. Some of the best pizza that I've had in a long time. They really do make great food. Check out their menu and then give them a call. And if you're in that Clearwater area, right? It's because it's not Clearwater Beach. It's like right over here.
Yeah.
Largo, Clearwater area. Give them a call and go by and get food from Gershie's. You will definitely enjoy it. I promise you that. I must take a break, and then when we come back, I believe we're going to wrap things up. It's Mike Kaltis Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. We did get some news real quick before we go to break that we'll talk about when we come back, that it's official that the mayor said that they are shutting down tonight at midnight, that everybody's going to be stay at home. So I'm going to get all the details here during the break. I'm going to make a little pee-pee, and I'll talk about it when we come back.
You're listening to the Mike